I'm Rashi and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Battling its worst flood in nearly a century, Kerala is planning to raise an additional ₹10,500 crore debt for rehabilitation and rebuilding. To achieve this, the Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has said that his government will ask centre to raise the ceiling on borrowing for the state to 4.5% of the GDP. The borrowing limit is currently capped at 3%. GlaxoSmithKline is seeking initial bids by mid-September for its India-focused Horlicks health nutrition business, which is expected to fetch more than $4 billion, as reported by Reuters. The British drug maker started a review of Horlicks and some smaller products after buying Novartis out of their consumer healthcare venture for $13 billion in March. Potential acquirers are likely to include major food and consumer products groups such as Nestle, PepsiCo and Reckitt-Benckiser, the sources said. The aggregate value of promoter holdings in 15 top Tata Group companies has crossed $100 billion thanks to the recent surge in TCS and Titan stocks and the depreciation witnessed in the Indian rupee. TCS value by Monday's closing stood at Rs. 7.7 lakh crore as compared to Rs. 7.83 lakh crore of RIL. Titan is the second most valued company in Tata Group, followed by Tata Motors and Tata Steel. RIL's share price jumped by 2.61% to Rs. 1,235.15 on Monday, and it catapulted the wealth of Ambani family to Rs. 3.7 lakh crore. Moving on, the government has asked its biggest state-owned firm, Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, ONGC, to list its overseas unit, ONGC Videsh, on the stock exchanges as part of the push to raise more resources through disinvestment of shares. Department of Investment and Public Asset Management has written a letter to ONGC stating that a listing would also help unlock value in the unit by improving its corporate governance and efficiency. The letter sent last week did not state how much of ONGC should be offered to outside investors. The government is looking at transferring Air India's non-core assets and unsustainable debt to a special purpose vehicle as part of measures to revive the national carrier. After the proposed strategic disinvestment of Air India failed to take off in May, the government has been looking at ways to bolster the carrier. Against this backdrop, the official at the Finance Ministry said that efforts are on to sell non-core assets of Air India. The Supreme Court has directed a panel to go ahead with sale of unencumbered assets of the directors of real estate major Unitech Limited to refund money to troubled home buyers. A bench headed by Chief Justice Deepak Mishra asked the panel to start with the sale of the firm's properties in Kolkata. The bench, also comprising Justices A.M. Khanwilkar and D.Y. Chandrachur, directed the committee to disburse Rs. 25 crore to home buyers on pro-rata basis. News about Paytm now. 197 Communications Limited has partnered Alibaba to launch artificial intelligence-based cloud computing platform Paytm AI Cloud for India for developers, startups and enterprises. The platform offers business-centric apps for organizations that need high-quality solutions for cloud computing, ready-to-use services to automate workflow, easy-to-integrate payments, among others. The company said Paytm AI Cloud processes and stores all their consumer data locally in servers located only in India, while conforming to the highest security and privacy standards. Paytm plans to soon offer an enterprise messaging solution in partnership with DingTalk. The government on Tuesday told WhatsApp to appoint a grievance officer, set up a corporate entity in India and find a mechanism to check on the origin of fake messages at the earliest. After this high-level meeting in Delhi, the Union IT Minister, Ravi Shankar Prasad, informed that the Facebook-owned company has agreed to the government's demands. WhatsApp CEO Chris Daniels is in India this week as the company is trying to address concerns around fake news on its messaging platform, which have led to horrific crimes like mob lynching. According to sources, Daniels will be in India for 4 to 5 days and meet business and government officials during his visit. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow at the same time for more news.